What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Doing everything I can not to have technical problems. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek, and I've been trying to record this show for the last, hour and a half, and there has been technical problems that seemed like I was just going to have to, you know, say, sorry, kids, can't do the show this week. But at the very last moment, at the very last second, but just seconds ago, I figured out what the glitch was, and I fixed it. And you see, I am not a technical person. I am not, you know, I've been doing radio. I've been doing nationally syndicated radio for since 1988. How long is that? That's a long time. Okay, I just how long I've been doing that. Maybe it's 1987. I'm not sure. I'll have to look. But anyway, my doing nationally syndicated radio has meant for years, it meant me walking into a little room with my big gulp full of, diet soda and, sitting my fat behind down in a very comfortable chair. And there in front of me was a little computer screen. And on the other part of the in front of me was double bulletproof glass. And on the other, I insisted on that in my contract, by the way, I needed double bulletproof glass. And on the other side of the double bulletproof glass was a producer, a board operator, who had all of the buttons to push. All I had to do was go down, sit my fat behind there, and talk. That's it. And then I went to work. You know, I worked for the Sun Radio Network, and then Chuck Carter left the Sun Radio Network, started a new network, and they invited me to come. And I said, but he was up in White Springs, Florida, which is 222 miles from my front door. He said, that's not a problem. We're going to come down, and we're going to put a studio in your house. I said, what? Yeah. They got all this wonderful technology. We're going to put a studio in your house. You can come up here whenever you want to. We got a suite for you at the historic Telford Hotel. And you can do the show here, or you can do the show from home. But you got to do the show from here for a while till we get the studio built in your home. And they did. And then all I did every week at that stage of the game was I walked in, and there was, I got to put this on a website someplace. They had all this stuff in there. All this stuff. This engineer named Blinky came down, put all this stuff and digital high-speed lines and all this other stuff, and a great big Tascam mixing board and you know, all this. And it had all these buttons. I mean, the buttons were just mind-boggling. I saw all these buttons. I thought, I am never going to learn how to work that. Because you don't have to learn how. You got to learn how to work one. It's your volume control. It's this little thing here. You slide it up and down when you want to talk. When you want to talk, you slide it up right here to that little thing where I put the little red tape. And when you don't want to talk, you move it down to the bottom. And other than that, you walk in there at the appointed time, and the network will connect with you. And on the other side of the network is the same board op, producer, except he's 222 miles away, but he'll talk into your headphones. And you can look on your computer screen and see what's going on. And all you got to do is talk. You hear the music and you talk. I said, oh, this is good. This is really, really good. And that continued, for years. All I did was walk into at this house. I had been in this house for a little over 10 years now, and they came and, built studio. I built a room to put studio in here when I bought this house, and they came and installed everything. And it was the same thing. I walk in there, And, you know, hear the music. And I started the show. That was it. All I did was talk. Well, then they moved the show till 4 o'clock in the morning. And when they moved the show till 4 o'clock in the morning, I said, I'm not getting up to do the show live at 4 o'clock in the morning. They said, oh, no, you can record the show. I said, good, how are we going to do that? They said, just do it yourself. I said, how are you going to do that? And then, you know, it was like, and then all of a sudden, there's a new mixing board here, which I'm looking at right now, with all these knobs, and I'm in charge. Not only am I in charge of that, I'm in charge of all the music you hear at the beginning of the show. I'm in charge of the music you hear at the end. I'm in charge of timing. I got to do everything. Nobody's talking into my headphones. There's nobody on the other side of the double bulletproof glass. My cat's wandering here and wreak havoc on the room when I'm in here doing this. And it's just weird, man. I'm telling you, it's just weird. But I've learned, you know, when you get technical glitches, I would say to the board op, I'd say, Robert John Joseph Billy Goat Mike Thomas Sweet Daddy Henry J. Corley III. He was my board op. Fix it. He'd fix it. You know, I just talk. And it was up to Mr. Corley to fix things, and he fixed things. Now there is no Mr. Corley. Well, there is Mr. Corley, but he's not my board op. So it's just me, man. I'm just sitting here. And when something breaks, I got to figure out how it is. You know how I figured out how it was? I went on YouTube, typed in exactly what was going on, and there was like 13 videos telling me how to fix it. And here I am. Anyway, let's go right to the... enough about that. Let's go right to the mailbag. I should get the mailbag open here because I got an email from a regular listener. Let me go to my Gmail. By the way, if you want to email me, it's michael.kroos@gmail. And here's Ken from Maryland. Could you explain on your radio show what the newly filed class action lawsuit against Monsanto and its products such as Roundup are all about? I could not find anything real clear about it on that interweb. Well, Ken, from Maryland, let me take a quick sip of herbal tea. Okay, it's really Diet Coke. Hang on. All right. Well, what it is it's not the Roundup. It you can still use Roundup in your yard. Don't worry. Be happy. Active ingredient in Roundup is called glyphosate. But there is a class action lawsuit that has been filed against Monsanto by farmers for something called dicamba drift. Dicamba is a herbicide that was around before Roundup was around, and it's still around. A lot of people use dicamba. As a matter of fact, you can go to Home Depot and you can buy dicamba. But according to what I'm reading here, and I shall read it to you so that you know, farmers from 10 states are eligible to join a potential class action suit against Monsanto for alleged dicamba drift damage. The states include Alabama, Arkansas, Illinois, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Mississippi, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Texas. Why not Florida? They're among the hundreds of farmers throughout the nation who have been victimized. Oh, this is not a news story. This is an opinion story by Monsanto's defective Xtend Seed program and its purchasers' inevitable use of dicamba, a drift-prone herbicide that has wiped out hundreds and thousands of acres of farmland in the U.S., according to the lawsuit, which was filed in U.S. District Court in Missouri. All right. This is, what website is this? AgProfessional.com. This is not a news story. This is obviously a opinion story. Plaintiffs claim Monsanto willfully and negligently released Roundup Ready 2 Xtend cropping systems without an accompanying EPA-approved herbicide. The suit blames Monsanto for the off-label spraying that resulted in Monsanto's Monsanto rejects the claims. The baseless lawsuit seems to be unprecedented expansion of the law by attempting to impose liability on a company that did not make the product that allegedly caused the damage. That's right. Monsanto doesn't make dicamba and did not sell the product that allegedly caused the damage. And in fact, warned against the very use of the product, warned against using dicamba. Dicamba is some bad stuff in the complaint, Monsanto said in an emailed statement. This suit is simply an attempt to shift responsibility away from individuals who knowingly and intentionally broke state law and federal law and harmed their neighbors in the process. The lawsuit is wholly without merit, and we will defend ourselves accordingly, Monsanto said. So that's what it's about. It is a dicamba thing. So in other words, people were planting these seeds, and they were getting weeds up through them, and the farmers were using dicamba to kill the weeds, and dicamba has a bad drift problem, and now they're blaming Monsanto. So that's the bottom line. That's what it's all about. There will be long lawsuits about it, I'm sure, that will go on and on till the break of dawn. But it has nothing to do, actually, with Roundup. It has to do with dicamba, which is not manufactured by Monsanto. Dicamba, by the way, kills plants. It actually gets into the soil and kills the plants that way, and it also kills the plants from a foliar application. And it has a residual in the soil, to whereas Roundup, or the active ingredient glyphosate, does not. Okay, glyphosate, you spray it on the foliage of the plant, and it translocates through the foliage into the root system and kills the plant, but does not harm the soil. And there's all kinds of restrictions on the way Roundup is used, and people are very careful with it. But, you know, dicamba, not so much. Obviously, people broke the law. It wasn't Monsanto's fault. They weren't breaking the law. As you can tell, I am somewhat of a supporter of Monsanto. I think their chemistry is just fine. So, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092.
That's 800-223-0092.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Garden Geek. My name is Michael Prose. I am here to entertain you and talk about gardening and all that, because that's what I am. I'm the chief geek here at Ask the Garden Geek. Didn't do much gardening this week. I got to tell you, it's been a somewhat non-productive week because I haven't been feeling great and I've been, you know, piled down with paperwork. I'm sitting here. It is now 12:29 a.m. on Friday morning as I am recording this show. And on the desk that's right over there to the left of me is a pile of paperwork that needs to be done by morning after I do the radio show. And, you know, if you're living in America today and you're going through all this stuff, there just seems to be all of these things that have to get done, which is why in 2018, I am totally changing my life. I need to eliminate all the weird little stuff. And let me give you an example of weird little stuff. And I don't know exactly how I'm going to get rid of this. But new year, new health insurance, new doctor. Went to the new doctor, who I did not like. She said, you know, they said, bring all your prescriptions in. When you come, I only have one prescription. It's right here. There it is. See, I have one prescription. That's it. Brought it in with me. I filled out 25 pages of paperwork. And she did not like me. I'm going to tell you, my doctor is this my new doctor did not like me. But that's okay because I didn't like her. And I got very, you know, I was very sick some years ago, 4 years ago. And I had a kidney removed, and I had an 18-pound tumor removed at the same time. And she said, who's your nephrologist? I'm about to embarrass myself, okay? I am totally about to embarrass myself right now. And I looked at her, and I said, what's a nephrologist? I didn't know. A nephrologist is a kidney doctor. She said, a nephrologist is who removed your kidney. I said, no. It was a urologist that removed my kidney. She goes, no, it was a nephrologist. Well, guess what I carry with me? I carry the internet with me on my smartphone. So I went right into my smartphone and I popped up my doctor's name and theirs was his picture, big as life, right there. And it said, urologist. Didn't say nephrologist. It said neurologist. So I showed it to her. She did not like the fact that I showed her that picture. I don't know. I said, see, it says urologist right there underneath his name. Not nephrologist, urologist. She goes, well, why did that happen? I said, you're asking me? I said, I don't know. When I went into the hospital, I was in immense pain. They immediately put me on, you know, massive pain medication. And the next thing I knew, I had three surgeries ahead of me in the next 7 days. And the doctor was this big, tall guy, and here's his picture. And he was a urologist. And he's the one who did the follow-up care. He's a urologist, not a nephrologist. I said, and she goes, well, I'm not going to treat you unless you go to a nephrologist. I said, fine, I'll do that. Now that I know what it is, you know, she goes,
You didn't ask people questions while you were in the hospital? I said, they had me on so much pain medication when I was in the hospital that I didn't know where I was half the time. I spent 21 days in the hospital hallucinating, and I could not ask questions. You know, it was bizarre. And so, anyway, I plead ignorance, and I cannot believe it. I tell this to people. You don't know what a nephrologist is? I don't know what a nephrologist is. Well, now I do know. So now I'm going to see one. But anyway, she changed my medication. And my medication wasn't given to me by the urologist. This medication was given to me by my last doctor, and I've been on it since I was in the hospital. She changed it, and she didn't tell me she was going to change it. So when I went to pick up my prescriptions today, I saw it was changed, and I went to pick up my son's prescription today, and he had, you know, new year, new doctor. They changed his scripts without telling him, and his is insulin. And they said, oh, they want him to do another insulin. I said, no, they never talked to him about that. So I had to deal with all of that stuff today. I had to deal with all of that stuff today. I'm just tired of dealing with stuff. You know, it's time to make massive changes in my life. And one of those changes is, guess what I'm doing? Well, it'll be tomorrow, which is Saturday. While you're listening to the radio show, I will be in South Florida looking at real estate, looking at property, looking at bear property, maybe looking at houses. But I'm going to South Florida tomorrow, and I'm looking for agricultural property. Maybe I'm looking for, this is what I'm looking for. Maybe I'll find a condo to live in down there. I don't know, but you know, that's a matter. Am I going to move there? I don't know, but it's something that I want to look at, something that I definitely want to look at. Because down there in this part of South Florida, you know what they grow down there? I'll tell you what they grow down there. This is exciting. Well, they have a lot of plants that don't grow here because I'm farther up. I'm in the middle of the state where I live right now, and a lot of tropical plants don't grow here. They grow there. Sea grape would be one of those. I just happen to love sea grape. Now, I see it around ever so once in a while. Now it's all dead. There was some sea grape around here. As a matter of fact, I had a neighbor who had some sea grape. It's deader than a doornail. It's DRT. We had a freeze. It was 27 degrees. Guess what? Sea grape, all gone. Over about, 2 miles from here, this guy, the road I drive down every day, had planted a bunch of sea grape right on the side fence. It was beautiful. All dead. Not coming back. It's dead. It's gone. But you get down that way, sea grape grows. Really, I want sea grape. I've never planted it because I knew it was going to die when there was, a cold thing that came through. And sure enough, it died. A couple weeks ago when we had this really bad cold, the bougainvillea in my neighbor's backyard that is knocking my fence over killed it. It's dead. Well, it's not dead, but it's burned back so far that it isn't even funny. Tropical trees burned really, really way back. Down there, didn't happen. So I'm going to be down there looking at properties where I can plant sea grapes. They also grow palm trees down there. There are, in that part of Florida where I'm going to be, they have palm tree farms. I'm going to be down there looking at palm tree farms, just looking. I had some property down there before. Back in the 90s, I had bought some property down there, and we were going to move there, and I was going to propagate palm trees on the property. Okay, specialized palm down on that property. Had it all planned out. Life happened. My sister got sick. I didn't move, and then I wound up staying, and I wound up selling the property for a very big profit, which was very nice, but, didn't go. Well, now I'm thinking about going. I'm just thinking about heading down there. Don't have to deal with all this drama up here. Don't have to deal with family drama up here. Don't have to deal with anything. I'm going to take my cats and go down there. Or maybe not. I'm going to go down there and look. Anyway, it's all part of, the evolution of all of this. Gardening in South Florida is a lot different than it is here, and I'm tired of gardening here. All right, I'm just tired of gardening here. Now, I would love to garden up north, but I don't want to live up north in the winter. How's that? I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I would love to live someplace where I could plant tulips. Nothing would make me happier. But then you got to deal with winter. Can't grow tulips in Florida. Well, you can, but they're wimpy tulips. Anyway, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Kroos.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This. Hey, join me this week as we break down some changes in the tax code that are really exciting. We have a short window of opportunity, but a big opportunity for a lot of people. That 1,097-page tax code changed a lot of things. Join us for the show. Figure out how it, in fact, impacted you. If you want more, you can go to yourlifeafterwork.com. And as always, join us. Consider This with Joe Clark.
Do you need a call? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Got my first seed order in. Came in the mail today. That made me happy. Happy, happy, happy. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I'm going to plant these seeds. That's going to be the thing. A large order of seeds that I ordered just like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, ordered. Big box of seeds. Going to give a bunch of them to ex-wife number two because she's got an area that she needs to plant in. And I told her what I did. Oh, she goes, I wish I could have that. You're going to have a whole bunch of it. I don't even know what I'm going to plant. I don't even know if I'm going to live here for that much longer. I don't know. Still thinking about moving. Thinking real seriously about moving to South Florida. But we'll see. We shall see. But the seeds came. I'm all excited. You know, I didn't buy as much seed this year as I used to. I used to love buying seed. Man, I'm telling you, January would come, the seed catalogs would come. Seed catalogs don't come anymore. I got two seed catalogs this year. Two. Ordered from both of them, by the way. Got one order in today. The other one probably won't be here until, I don't know, a couple weeks. But I used to be on everybody's mailing list, and when they sent me a seed catalog, I always ordered. I don't know why, I always ordered. And I planted a lot of stuff. I mean, house plants, I planted vegetables, I planted all, you know, I planted and planted and planted because I love planting. And but now this internet thing came out, it's like the latest craze. Some guy named Al Gore invented it. And nobody's publishing catalogs anymore. Virtually no one is publishing catalogs anymore. And I find that to be sad. Well, I use the internet to buy stuff. I don't buy seeds on the internet because I don't know why. I just emotionally, I like to hold a seed catalog in my hand. It's weird. I buy everything else. I mean, you know, I'm wearing a pair of pants right now, a pair of Dockers that I bought the other day. On Amazon, they were here on my Amazon Prime. It was here like 2 days later. They showed up and, you know, put them right on. I said, oh, that's good. Don't have to go to JCPenney's. You know, don't have to go to Macy's. Just right on there. Boom. Yeah, I know my size. I know what it is. And if it doesn't fit, I have my friend Jennifer Cross, who I went to junior high school with. And she fixes my pants for me if they're too long. She can fix it. She does that. She just does that. I can rely on her. So, but I don't buy seeds that way. I only buy seeds from catalogs. And like I said, I used to spend a lot of money for years and years. And then all of a sudden, I just noticed them diminishing. I noticed the diminishing seed catalogs, you know. And you would think that when you order every year, which I did, I always ordered something, you know. I always ordered something. You'd think they'd keep sending you catalogs, but they don't. This internet thing. Do you remember what we had, the people of my generation, what we had before we had an internet? Well, we had the encyclopedias, but we had another thing. See if you remember this. See if you, I miss this. Like, I really, 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 I want one. I got to go on eBay and see if I can find one of these things. Remember the Whole Earth catalog? Do you remember that? It was essentially the internet for my generation, but it was in a great big book. It was a giant book of all this stuff. That you know, there was information, you know, you didn't have to order stuff out of there. You could just learn stuff from it. And it was just, you know, access to all kinds of stuff. And it was marvelous. Right about the same time, there was a magazine that came out that I just absolutely loved. It was called Mother Earth News. I don't even know if the Mother Earth News still exists. I think it comes out once or two or three times a year, or it used to. Maybe it's gone. But I loved the Mother Earth News. I looked for it every month. I could not wait to get my and I used to collect them. I had a whole bunch of them. But then I, you know, went through a phase in my life where I stopped collecting things and started getting rid of stuff. I wish I still had all my old Mother Earth Newses because they were timeless. It was like a gardening dictionary. It was like you could just go in there and find stuff and read articles every month that would inspire you. That's how I got into plant propagation. Was, you know, there was always articles about plant propagation, which is something that I love to do. There was always articles on how to build a greenhouse for very little money. Oh man, there was just all of these things that you could find in the Mother Earth News, that you could find in the Whole Earth catalog. Then the internet came out, and you know, all that stuff kind of went away. It just kind of went away. But you know, I don't know. Maybe the Mother Earth News is ripe for a comeback. Maybe not on paper. Maybe it needs to be on the internet. I'll have to look and see if it's there. You know, I'm finding myself spending less time on the internet than I used to, except, you know, there are some things I go to. You know, I read news. I go to weather.com. I like to see what my weather is going to be. I've checked the weather in South Florida. I check the weather where my daughter lives, out in Kansas. I check the weather where my son up in New York lives. And I know, you know, it just makes me feel good and comfortable and nice to know what temperatures they are. You know, there was a guy I used to have on my show. I don't think he's alive now. His name was Dick Freimeyer. And if you can find his books, The World According to Dick Freimeyer, the Doctor of Barnyard Science. And if you can find his books on eBay or someplace, I would highly suggest getting his books. He was a curmudgeon old guy. He had a tree. He lived up in, Irvington, Kentucky? He lived up in Irvington, Kentucky, and he had a maple tree, I think it was, out in his yard that was a weather tree. He had all of these dials and everything, and he talked about the old methods of predicting the weather. And I thought he was nuts. When I heard about him, I thought he was nuts. And, you know, I had him come on the show, and I immediately liked him. And then I became very interested in predicting the weather, and Dick taught me a bunch of stuff and turned me on to other old farmers and naturalists who could predict the weather. And by the way, you can do it. It's not easy. It is definitely not easy. But Dick had a service where you know he would tell you, you'd have to pay him money for this, but he would tell you where you know he wanted to know your address. He would look up, you know, right where you were, and he would tell you when to plant crops. And when was the best day, not the best week, the best day to plant crops. He would predict weathers for outdoor weddings and was right 90% of the time. And they would say, well, we're planning our wedding on June 4th. And he'd say, ah, man, in Arkansas where you are, it's going to rain on the 4th, probably in the morning, pretty heavy. And he figured these things out. And sure enough, it would happen. And I tested him. I tested him. I had him on the show for years. Then he had a stroke, I think he passed on. But I had him on the show for years. He had a weather chicken. He had a chicken that would help him predict the weather as well. Then the chicken died, and I asked Dick, I said, well, did you eat the chicken after he died? And he said, no, of course not. I buried him with his head heading south. I don't know why, but it was just, he said, that will help weather predictions in the future from the weather tree. He buried him underneath the weather tree. And it was just amazing. And he knew all of these formulas for growing really good tomatoes. And I grow really good tomatoes. And he had some of these weird concoctions that he would come up with to grow, you know, really good tomatoes, using a birth control pill, using some Listerine, and concocting all of these things. You can find it in his book, The World According to Dick Freimeyer. Look it up, you know, on Amazon. Maybe you'll be able to buy it on Amazon or find it on eBay. I've still got my copy. A lot of good information in there. If you want to go back to doing things in the natural way. And he told me years and years and years ago, I told him, you know, I'm really interested in growing grass. He said, you want to know how to grow grass really well? I said, yeah, how do you grow grass really well? He said, go get horse dung. Get a bunch of horse dung and dry it out really, really well. And then put it in a wheelbarrow and take a sledgehammer to it and ground it into like a powder, and then put it in a fertilizer spreader and put it all over your yard. This is what he said to do. Put it all over your yard. He said, do this in the springtime. He said, just dump all. I said, how much? He goes, all you can put on there. Don't think you can put too much. Just put all of that on your yard, and you'll have the greenest yard in the world. Well, I never did that, but one of my listeners did. One of my listeners in Alabama did that, and he had the greenest yard in the neighborhood. He also had the smelliest yard in the neighborhood. I mean, the absolute smelliest yard. But Dick Freimeyer knew how to do that. Old farmer, old naturalist. What can I say? You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, golly, it's still winter. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. Yes, it's still winter. I am recording this show on February 2nd. Say February. I'm recording this. It is now 12:52 a.m. on February 2nd, 2018, for broadcast on February 3rd, when I will be in South Florida. I won't be here. I will be down there, gallivanting around, looking at plants, looking at land, looking at, you know, just looking at all kinds of stuff. I'm going down there for the weekend. That's where I shall be. So anyhow, I got a couple of emails asking me what I think about hydroponics. I love hydroponics. And could I, and then I had a person ask me if I could recommend a place here locally where to buy hydroponic stuff. And there is a place here. There's a couple of them that sell hydroponic supplies. And they, well, which one of you have you, would you recommend? I haven't been to either of them. Or I think there's three of them. I've never been to any of them. Why? I guess I'll get into that in a minute. But what is hydroponic? Well, hydroponic essentially is growing without soil. What does that mean? Some people grow in just water. Some people will put something other than soil. Rock wall would be, coconut, ground up coconut meat. They've used that. There's just all kinds of things that people can grow in that is not soil. It is soilless growing. The advantage is you can be very efficient on your growing. The disadvantage is that you have to have a lot of knowledge on plant nutrition. Because when you are not growing plants in soil, the plants are 100% dependent upon you feeding them all of their nutrition. I go out and I plant tomatoes in the backyard. The soil is going to have some natural nutrients that are in the soil all by themselves that are going to help those tomatoes. And of course, I'm going to have to supplement that with some type of fertilizer, some type of plant food. If you grow hydroponically, you are growing in a sterile environment. You are, growing in something that has no natural nutrient in it at all. So at that stage of the game, you have to supply all of the water, but you also have to supply all of the nutrition. Now, I remember when the local funeral director used to grow, back in the 60s, used to grow tomatoes out in his backyard, which was next to the funeral home, by the way, and he grew them hydroponically. And I saw his setup. I was young, and I knew the funeral director. And I said, "Ed, what is that?" And he said, "This is my hydroponic tomatoes." And he explained the whole thing. And he had lots of tomatoes that he was growing hydroponically. And I was fascinated with that. And he said, I have to use this nutrition. I said, well, what are you using for nutrition? He says, I'm using Dr. Chatelier's tomato formula. I remember that distinctly. Dr. Chatelier's was a local fertilizer company that was created by a actual medical doctor named Dr. Chatelier. I actually met Dr. Chatelier long before he passed on. And he was a hydroponic grower, and he created all of these different fertilizers to grow plants essentially hydroponically. That was the main part of, you know, why he created this. And, you know, Ed, the funeral director, grew fabulous tomatoes. Now, I don't eat tomatoes, but everybody, you know, just loved his tomatoes. So I started growing things hydroponically some years later, and I went back and saw Ed. I said, show me how you did that again. And he showed me, you know, and then I went to Dr. Chatelier's. I said, I want some of your tomato. And sure enough, Dr. Chatelier by that time had passed on, but Gary Shiro and his wife owned Dr. Chatelier's fertilizer at that time, and I bought it, and I got hooked on hydroponics. Dr. Chatelier's at that time was also making commercial hydroponic things that they were selling to farmers throughout Central Florida, and it was really, really good. Thus, locally, these hydroponic stores that sold hydroponic equipment started popping up, and I was going to go. And I remember, I don't know if I can disclose this, but I'm going to. My late sister worked in law enforcement for 30 years, and I told her I was going to this hydroponic place, and she said, "Don't go there." I said, why? She said, because your license tag will be photographed and you will be investigated. I said, why? She said, because all of those hydroponic stores are selling to people who grow marijuana. Now, understand, we're talking about the 1970s and 80s, you know, and they look for that. Don't go. And, you know, my sister knew this stuff, man. She knew this stuff. So I didn't go. Even though I wanted to go, I did not go. And so I just never went. And sure enough, some of these places got arrested for selling, you know, hydroponic growing systems that were designed for marijuana. And, you know, today it's a different world. I remember my former producer, Scotty. Did I ever tell you this story? There's a girly magazine called Penthouse. And in the back of Penthouse magazine in the 80s, there was an ad for a hydroponic growing system, which was designed to grow marijuana. Now, Scotty was my board operator and producer. He writes a letter to these people and says, I am Michael's producer. He has, you know, the gardening show on the network, and we would like to review your hydroponic growing system. This is like a $600 system, right? These things were not cheap. And sure enough, this thing gets delivered to the network. And I find out about it, and then Scotty takes the thing home so he can grow pot at home. I didn't even know about this. And then all of a sudden, Scotty said, oh, you got to review this. He says, come on over to the house and look at this. And I go over to the house and look at that. And then he says, you got to have the people on the radio show to interview them about this, because that's how I got this thing. I said, what? He goes, that's how I got this thing. They sent it for a review, and you get to review it on the radio show. It'll be, you know, great content for the radio show, and I have this $600 pot grower. And I just went, Well, the sad story is, Scotty tried to grow pot and failed miserably, and I wasn't about to help him. I'm Michael Gross. This is Ask the Gardener.
Yep.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.